Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to all of our sponsors, and especially to our espresso level sponsors, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and for hosting our site, and to Expander Digital for both their sponsorship and providing SEO services to us. Now enjoy the episode. Welcome to WP Coffee Talk, where I get to talk to people I meet all over the WordPress community. And today I am honored to be speaking with Renee Morozowicz. Renee, it's good to have you here. How are you?
Good, Michelle. How are you?
Good, thank you. I know some people agonize over what they're going to answer the questions. I agonize over mispronouncing people's names. So I try really hard to get it right.
I can understand that. I totally get it.
I hope I did you justice.
Yes, you did good. Yeah, one try, man. I mean, that's good.
Thank goodness. Now, I always tell people how I know people, and sometimes it's just like, well, they found me on Twitter, but you and I have actually been in the same place at the same time.
Yes.
And we both spoke this year at WordCamp Kent down in Kent, yes. Ohio. And that was really cool. You gave a really great talk about finance and how to Thanks. Deal with finances as a freelancer, right?
Yeah. Love to talk about the money. Let's talk all about the money.
And I'm all like, shove it in a drawer and pretend it doesn't exist. I'm kidding.
And I'm like, where is it? Give it to me. I'll take it.
I'm
going to hold it. I'm going to put it in little piles. Put them under the bed. Not, so don't look there.
In between the mattresses.
Yeah. I know. It's not earning interest there. You absolutely won't find my money there because it's got to be earning interest.
That's where my great-great-grandma kept it. It's got to be good enough
yes.
for me.
Mine kept it in the freezer. Like she kept it in like a bag in like the crisper or something and call it cold cash.
Cold cash. Well, that's one of the last things to burn is your refrigerator. Your mattress burns way faster than your refrigerator
this
does.
This is true. This is true. So if you are thinking of that, but I mean, like really, like who even uses cash anymore? Like I was doing some research on a blog post, and so the Salvation Army kettles are taking cards this year. Apple Pay, Google Pay. It's called Kettle Pay. So like
that is
really
so
like
funny.
If the Salvation Army, I mean, they'll gladly accept your cash, but like not even taking cash anymore. Like, you know, who's using it? I don't know.
That's great. You can't say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't have anything. They'll be like, we take credit.
Yes, exactly. Here, just swipe your card or touch your phone or whatever it is. Yeah, exactly.
Just walk by and we'll just, are they taking cryptocurrency too?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't get that far. But
you can just
kind of cool. But
down the back of their jacket, it says, we take Bitcoin.
Right, exactly, right.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
So my name is Renee. Like you said, I live in Pittsburgh or live outside of Pittsburgh. I say Pittsburgh, but I live in like the sticks. And I'm a WordPresser. I don't know. Like I'm thinking like, what is this title? Like you even asked me what my title is. I'm not sure. My background is in development. So at first I was calling myself a developer and like, I can do some development, but that's really maybe not where my interests are. So I kind of like the business development and I like the strategy and I'm loving email marketing lately. So all about like, hey, do you have a list kind of thing? I can help you build that list, this kind of stuff. So that's the shtick in a nutshell.
So you're kind of the WordPress Jill of all trades.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah. I can make most things happen for most people. Like, you know, like a lot of people don't need to get like really serious, but you know, like for your average small business. Like I can handle their stuff. I don't love design so much. Like I appreciate a good design, but I tell people I fall down like the rabbit hole when trying to decide what button color I should use. I'm like, oh, that looks terrible. Oh, what about that? And you know, and the half an hour later, I'm like, it still looks bad. I prefer the things that like are very like yes or no. Like, did it work or did it not work? Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff.
So, yeah. So like you, and the thing is, right, you can come up with colors that you think are great. And then an accessibility person looks at it, they go, oh, those contrasts are terrible. And you're like, no, I don't want to start over again.
Right. It's well, yes, in that case, for sure. It is objective, but in other cases too, it's very subjective. Like you could love it. And then the client's like, I don't like it. I like these really terrible colors instead. And you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. Well, show me your mug. Everybody's okay, got to show me their mug and tell me a little bit about it.
Are you going to be able to see it right way? Or is it
computer
backwards?
Computer expert.
What? Okay. So my boss, so I've had a lot of bosses in the past. And now I don't, well, now I'm my own boss. So that's great. She's awesome. But this is from one of my bosses and it actually has some words. I can't tilt it because I would spill it, but it has words. It says like imaginative, skilled, patient, intelligent, coordinated, analytical, and so on and so forth. But she was my boss at, I taught at a junior college or like a career institute near the Pittsburgh area. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with Tom Savini, but it's Tom Savini's special makeup effects school. So like a lot of the students went there to learn how to do special makeup effects.
Wow.
And yeah, I taught them like, they would do all sorts of like crazy projects and really, really like a really neat place. But she was my boss and she gave me this mug and
I love it.
I was an expert. Yeah.
She thought I was an expert. Yeah. So that's just it, right? Oh, I build websites. Oh, can you fix my internet? Oh, yeah. Can you fix my printer? It's like, no.
All kinds of stuff. Yeah. My dad called me over the other day and he was like, he has this like ancient machine. He's like, can you help me get the internet on this? I'm like, Dad, this is like Windows XP. I just don't know what to do with this. Like, I don't think you should be using this anymore. This is not good.
Yeah, your smoke signals will be read easier than that computer.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Get the carrier pigeon out.
Exactly. So what are you drinking in your mug tonight?
It is a decaf Earl Grey with milk.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I can't do, it's like 5:12. Like no caffeine's happening here.
No, I hear you. No, and Earl Grey, you're supposed to drink with milk. You know that, right? That's the way it's supposed to be served.
No. Yes. I like a milky tea, but it's hard to find teas that, I mean, like you can just do a standard decaf, but like a lot of places won't have a decaf. And I like caffeine, but I get really happy. Like then I'm really like, oh, let's hug. And otherwise I'm like, but then it's all done.
That's so awkward when you're someplace by yourself and you just want to hug people all over the place.
Yeah. I do that. Like sometimes I run 5Ks and I know that something's happening because in the last like half mile, I'm like almost want to like reach out and touch like people next to me and be like, you can do it. Like this, you're doing great. And I'm like, oh, who is this? Like it's not, it's
weird. You're a great cheerleader. That's it. You just want everybody to succeed. Let me show you my mug.
Oh yeah. Nice.
This is my Walmart special. It was like on clearance for $3.
Oh, awesome. And
I feel wise when I use my owl mug.
Yes.
And
that is good.
I'm going to be running the meetup here in about an hour and a half in Rochester. And so, when you're presenting, you kind of want to feel wise. So I thought I'll use my wise old owl. And I'm presenting on 404 pages, customizing
your cool.
Which is a ton of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So tell us, how did you get started with WordPress?
So I got started with WordPress several years ago. I think it's long enough, like it's far enough away from this that I can tell the story. I worked at a really boring job, like a really boring job. I was like, I'm gonna start a blog. So I started a blog and, started writing some things. And then, I was like, what is all this WordPress stuff happening? And I was kind of perpetually unhappy at like regular jobs. And so I looked into like some classes and stuff and I'm like, what can I do? Cause my background's in development, like I said, and like, how can I pivot, not just like reinvent the wheel, like I'm going to be like a massage therapist or something, but like, what can I like, what's close? So I found some like WordPress classes and I took those and then like, I don't know, it was like a month and a half in and then like there were clients, there they were. So
that's amazing.
That's how that started. Yeah.
People have asked me once in a while when I teach a WordPress class, well, how come you're teaching it? Aren't you like making, I can't think of the right word.
Like freelancing,
like
doing it for people.
Yeah. But like, they want to know how come I'm creating competition. That's it. Why am I, why are you creating your own competition? I'm like, oh honey, there's enough work to go around for everybody.
For the number of bad websites that I see every day and people who just don't have them at all and people who have them and they're just okay. Oh my God. There's so much work. There's work for all of us. And then some. So I totally agree with you.
And my niche might be different than your niche, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's, mm-hmm. Our fit, the fit with me might be different than the fit with you. So there's there's plenty to go around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So that's always a good thing too. So when you think back to starting with WordPress to where you are now, what's something that you've learned since you started that you wish you'd known sooner that might've made life a little easier?
I think my biggest issue has been with email. So email's like something derogatory. Like, it's like the thing that everybody needs Not that like, I like the sending of the email, but like, it's like the email address and like the box. you know, so like I've done things before where I've changed like DNS and like, oh, email's broken. And you're like, oh, what did I do? Things where like I've scoped a project and just totally forgot that email existed and then had to move the email. Like, so that, those sort of things. And mostly it's things that I didn't know to ask at the time. So I don't, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how you could overcome that. Like you just kind of have to go through that stuff. Yeah. You know, and like, so now I know to ask how many redirects you have, you know, right. because you, instead of me thinking you have one, you have 30, you know, and that's like, now I know that, you know, if you've been on the same hosting package for a really long time, we should probably upgrade that too.
Yeah.
You know, because I've had issues with old hosting packages and just all, but you know, again, it's just like trial and error. I think I don't even know that somebody could tell you all that stuff. So.
No, that's true. It's, those are definitely things you learn along the way. One of the people that I coach, because I do coaching on the side, she came to me the other day and she's like, so I lost a client because they weren't willing to change hosts. I said, well, what was wrong with their host? She goes, they wouldn't upgrade past PHP 5.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to work with WordPress. No.
Yeah, and that's okay that you lost that client. It's okay.
Exactly, because like they're... Yeah. If they're digging in on that, can you imagine the rest of the stuff they'd be digging in on?
Exactly. Yeah. Like that's, some things are just non-negotiable. Like it just, like you, like there's a certain standard, I think, that you, like, we're going to put SSL on your site. That's just what's going to happen. And if that's for some reason you don't want to do that, like you should find somebody else. Like,
that's right.
You know, like that's okay.
We shouldn't compromise ourselves as designers and developers and builders to accommodate less than what we would actually want to put somebody's website out there.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a standard, right? That, you know, that when somebody looks at a site that I did, like, you know, I want them to, like, you know, especially if somebody's in the back end, I don't want them to be like, oh my, what is she doing? And she has all these users or all these weird plugins. Like, no, I want somebody to go in and be like, attention to detail. She checked all those boxes. Like
she didn't comment any of her code.
I know, right? Like you want people to think that like you did a good job because you just want to do a good job. I don't know.
Absolutely. I do too, for sure.
Yeah.
When you think back over other sites that you've seen and maybe even sites you've created yourself, are there things like it's 5 o'clock and my language
doesn't get it.
Are there things you think that we as a community of people who create websites should do better to make the experience better for the site users, site visitors?
I do. I think so. And I think that, so I'll kind of like segue, like, so I taught a class at the community college last month and I like doing that. Like I like going out in public and, you know, talking to people in real life now and again, and just kind of, seeing what the challenges are. And I think that, you know, for as much as like anybody can have a WordPress site, it was really difficult to kind of, and it wasn't entirely intuitive, you know, even just things like you should set up a backup plugin and take your own backups because your host, they may or may not offer backups. And if they do, they might just be backups to cover themselves. They might not even be a backup for you. So like, how do you communicate all of that? It just got to be, it was really overwhelming for them. And I tried not to tell them everything, but and that was all even just stuff on the back end. But yeah, then on the front end, like, hey, every page needs to end with something because so often I see like, here's the about me, the end, like, yeah, then what? Bail. So like, you know, even just that sort of like strategy, trying to communicate that to people that like your pages shouldn't just end. You should give people something to do and you shouldn't hide your contact link. Like people will be like, I'm going to put it under about, like, why put it at the end? Like it belongs at the end there because that's where everybody's looking for it. And people like, you know, they do really like weird things with, you know, naming instead of just saying like services, you know, they're like name, like, no. You have to make it so easy for people to navigate. So I just think there's a lot, and I think there's a lot of room for improvement.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
In all areas.
Yeah, you look through the, and if it's not in the main navigation, I scroll through the down to the footer. But if it's an infinite scroll through 5 million posts, you know that I'm never getting there either. And it's very frustrating. I agree with you 100%.
And just contacting chunking. Chunking that stuff. So like for the class, I wrote a blog post and I created like a template like a content template, you know, because that's another thing, like people don't know what to write, and then they write stuff that's not important, and then they don't include stuff that is important. So I said, you know, start at the end, start with the contact page, because that's easy. What information do you want? Then go to, you know, this page and this page and this page. And then at the end, you can do your homepage, because all you have to do is take a snippet from each of those pages and kind of just build it out, you know, trying to just make it really easy for people. Because don't confuse me, you know, like when I look at this page, I'm not going to think so much about it, because you know, when you go to a website, it doesn't load fast, you're bailing. You don't know what's happening, you're bailing. It doesn't relate to you, you're bailing. Like there's so many other websites you could look at. You're not going to spend that time. So.
Yeah, if it's confusing, if it's over-designed, if it's not easy to navigate, then I'm going to find your competitor.
Exactly. So, if it's ugly, if it's, all that stuff.
Yep, nope, 100% agree with you on all of that. Now, I know you've spoken at WordCamps, and I know you probably do the local meetups and things like that. When you think back over the different WordPress-type events that you've been to, is there a moment or two that kind of stands out, whether it was a talk that you saw, somebody that you talked to in the hallway track, or just something that really was a pivotal experience for you? And what was it?
So I went to WordCamp Minneapolis, not this past year, but the year before. And I met Scott DeLuzio, who has Amplify plugins. And he was walking around, like he didn't have like stuff. You know how like you have like a book bag and your water bottle and you have notes, you know, taking notes, your business cards and a phone and like all this stuff. He was like walking around. He had his like phone in his pocket. And I was like, oh, he looks so free. But we talked for a while. Like I introduced myself and we talked for a while, and we worked together for a little while after that. And I know it was just really great. Like it was really nice. Like he was just nice, you know, nice to like approach. And so I did like that. Otherwise that camp was very big, you know, like over 300 people. So I felt really like, and I met somebody else there too. Her name's Jenny and she does graphic design. So we still talk. So I'm like happy to have made some connections with people that, you know, I still keep in touch with. And like, I really do like that. We also just had, so we had a mega meetup last month. And that was a little bit different for our group. And it was kind of nice. I think it was, so we had three speakers and some lightning talks and some pizza, kind of just to like drum up some, you know, interest in the group, you know, kind of, it's because it's, you know, like sometimes people don't come and you never really know what people want and, you know, what's going to get them to show up. I mean, I don't know how many people are at your meetup, but like from month to month, I kind of don't always feel like I know what I'm doing. And I want to give people something, you know, I want to have a meetup where people like really want to come and they get a lot out of it. I just don't know how to get to that point. So, but I thought this was a good event. So I guess that's my long-winded answer to say.
Yeah. I think that was on the same day that I was at, I want to say, was it October 19th?
Yeah, I think so. Where you were at Rochester, I think?
No, or, the 19th was in Niagara.
Niagara. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was kind of watching it on Twitter as I was also tweeting out from that event.
We were
event,
trying to tweet. I know, I'm like trying to like picture tweet, you know, it's like really, it's hard to kind of keep up with it all. Yeah. But yeah, it was a nice event. People came, like that's really what I wanted. I want people to come and people came and it was good. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what you do in your business. Now, I know what I've seen the more of is like the financial stuff that you like to get into those numbers and stuff like that. But, you know, here's a chance, take 5 minutes and tell us, you know, anything about your business or that you, what you do that you enjoy.
Yeah. So I like to work with, smaller businesses. I don't love as much like a larger business, you know, with a lot of, kind of stakeholders and things like that. Like it's okay. But I kind of like the one-on-one sort of like, you have a business, I'm helping you, like, you know, my feedback goes directly to you and, you know, we can actually have a conversation. So I really like smaller businesses and I like doing kind of like a from scratch. So I have a proposal out right now for a woman who is just starting a business. So that's been cool. My friend Jenny did her design and it was a referral from my friend Tara who does copywriting. So like, I really like that where we can just start from, you know, we can just build this thing. Like it's like really exciting. But I also like to do like a redo, you know, like, so you've had a site for a while and it's just not really doing what it needs to do. So I like doing that. And I mentioned, I think I like to do the email marketing. So kind of like taking that, so getting the website to a point where it's don't want to say done because it's never really done, but getting it to a good, updated, fresh, clean, fast state, and then like nurturing your clients and potential clients further from there, you know, so getting mm-hmm. people to sign up for your list. I like doing the kind of behind the scenes automation. So, you know, you have a new client and you want to do some onboarding, you know, so you add them in your email marketing platform and you maybe send them some emails, like what to expect. And I think that that's just a really great opportunity for your customers to really be like, wow, you know, this is great information. This is very timely for me. Like, I'm really engaged and interested in this. I feel really good about hiring this person. Like, I think there's just a lot of opportunity there. So those are kind of the things that I like to do, and like the strategy and things like that. I did a talk last week, you know, 2 weeks ago, a couple weeks ago, for the Freelance Editors Freelancers Association in Pittsburgh. And we just talked about, yeah, like things about your website, like, hey, you should get professional photos every couple years. It should look like you. Maybe you need a logo, you know, here's what you would put on your website. Drive people back to your website, you know, kind of like very basic stuff, but stuff that like, you know, like you need to hear, like mm-hmm. There's certain things I need to hear from my accountant, like pay your taxes on time. Here's how much to pay. Here's where you should send them. You know, I'm very open to that kind of information from an expert. So I'm hoping that like, you know, other people are.
Yeah. With that too. And a lot of business owners really don't know beyond seeing that they have what they think they need on a website. So it's good to hear it from somebody else periodically, especially because, you know, the landscape changes over time.
It does. It definitely does. And I think that like hearing like, hey, what if we did this? Or I think this could be better. You know, I think clients are very open to that sort of thing. Like I have a maintenance client right now. I didn't build the site, but the person who built it, you know, is no longer in the picture. And you know, we're kind of starting to go through like, you know, what if we did this, or, you know, maybe this doesn't make sense, or maybe there's too much here. Maybe this is confusing. So, you know, even just making those small tweaks, like can make a big impact. You know, we talked about meta descriptions and like, this is how you're showing up in search, and oh, your previous developer forgot to take out some of the demo content. So that's showing up there. You know, he was like, why is this church thing showing, you know, for my results, because he's a jeweler. I'm like, oh yeah. Demo content. So like, I just like that sort of collaborative process.
Yeah. That's when you say, oh, because weddings are in churches, right?
Yeah. Right. You don't want to be like, oh, wrong.
They need jewelry. Yeah. That's awesome. I love it. So how many times a year do you speak? Like, do you speak at multiple WordCamps? Like, how do you get in the circuit?
Yeah. How do I get in the circuit? So for WordCamp, so I like to do yearly goals. So I have this, it's called yearcompass.com, and they have a free downloadable kind of like planner. So it's, you know, it's like 16 pages. So there's a local print shop. So I send the booklet to the print shop. I'm like, make me a book. So they put it in a little booklet form, and then I sit down with my tea and I like fill it up. So I set some like annual goals, and that was one of mine for this year, was to speak somewhere at WordCamp. I spoke at WordCamp Pittsburgh in 2017. And I like that I can talk to people a little bit easier as a speaker than I feel like I can just as an attendee. So I like to speak because I like the relationships and things like that. So I applied to Kent and I did that one. And then WordCamp Jackson had their speaker applications open like way late. And like a month before, and I was like, I'm free that weekend. So I applied and actually gave the same talk there. And it was a lot of fun. So it was good. And so I'm trying to be a little bit more proactive. So I applied to WordCamp Dayton, which is in March. And I actually forget what I applied for. So, you know, just that kind of stuff. And then as far as like the meetups, I've only ever spoken at our meetup once. I mostly try to find speakers. I mostly just kind of like do the liaison thing where like,
yeah.
Hey, when can you come? What do you want to talk about? Oh, do you want to go here or here? Oh, hey, is the room free? Like, you know, kind of just like make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then the editorial thing was a friend of mine is an editor, and she was like, do you want to come speak at our group? So that one was actually nice. Paid. I was really excited. She's like, we'll give you a little bit of money. I'm like, woo, my first paid speaking gig. So I was excited there.
I love speaking. It would be so nice to be paid for it. So that must have felt really good.
Oh, I was really excited. But I have like a little bit of a background in teaching. So when I worked at that school, I taught I worked at another school previously, kind of, you know, the junior college situation, like not a four-year school, but, and then I teach this continuing ed class at the community college in the spring and in the fall. So like, I like that. I like sort of like, I like when people are open, like the kids, you know, the students who are there who really want to learn, and you're like, oh, here, I can tell you this and this. And they like, you know, they want to soak it up. Like, it's really satisfying to be able to help somebody in that way. So, so I kind That's of awesome. Like that, you know, as far as meetups and WordCamps and stuff too.
I love it too. I love the conversation that comes. I mean, the lecture part is fun, right? Being able to impart knowledge, but the question and answer part where you can actually really engage with people, I love it.
And then after, when people are like, hey, you know, and they give you a resource, or you, you know, they ask about something and you can clarify or expand or things like that. Yeah. So yeah, it gives you like a really great opportunity, you know, for further discussion. And
I agree. It's a lot of fun. And I like when the discussion continues, like on Twitter and things like that, so that now other people can even see some of what's happening, which is very cool.
Yeah. I started recording my talks with that one in at Kent and putting them on my website. So I have the slides and the recording and the, you know, the links of resources, you know, because everybody wants like, oh, what was that book that, you know, she said, or what was it? Because I like, I want to eat all that stuff up too. And doing that, like, just in case something happens to me, like, you can go back there. But then, yeah, people who couldn't come, and really, it's good practice. It's practice to do it ahead of time, so I can make sure that I hit it in, you know, half an hour, however long the timing is, so.
That's a really good idea, for sure. If you were to talk to somebody who's building their first website or building their own website, what are two or three plugins that you would recommend or even say they must have, whether it's by type of plugin or by specific name?
So I'm a fan of all of that kind of like, back end, like I get an extra backup plugin and, you know, some security, so things like that. So I recommend, you know, either like WordFence or iThemes or whatever. And then I use Updraft, you know, or whatever, Backup Buddy or, you know, whatever you want to use. So like, I would recommend those things because I think that, like, it's great. Like, you build this beautiful site, however you build it, you know, page builder or, you know, theme or whatever, like, however it comes to be, but then something happens to it, you know, like, then what?
What next?
So, yeah. And, you know, just protecting it and making sure that it stays, you know, good. And things, you know, like a caching plugin. I've been using Auto Optimize and like ShortPixel, you know, for image compression. So like whatever it is, you know, those things kind of come and go, like the specific one, like I'm on those right now, but you know, I used to be liking something else, like whatever. So whatever those are, just those concepts of like, hey, you should do some caching. You should optimize your images. You know, you should have your own backups and you should have some security in place. So, you know, whatever you end up choosing is fine, but those are important, you know, important to keep your site safe.
You made me think of something too. So like the image optimization, I've used Smushit before. And every time I see Smushit, all I can hear is that Push It song. And
yeah, right.
Smush it real good.
Exactly.
And now you know how big of a dork I actually am. At any point in your WordPress journey or, you know, your entrepreneurial journey, have you had a mentor, whether it was an official mentor or somebody who kind of took you under their wing or that you looked up to for specific things? And who was it?
I think it's like everybody, right? Because like everybody wants to tell you all the stuff and I want to know all the stuff. So in some Slack groups and, you know, really don't hesitate to like ask questions and participate, you know, not just to like take, because I can also help other people by answering questions and things like that. But, you know, I would say that those groups have been really important to me in terms of, you know, learning things from people who are further along than me. And also, you know, like it gets lonely here by myself, you know, so just like having people to talk to and having people to talk to about things that are relevant and important, you know, people who just, they understand. About that, you know, troublesome clients and, you know, some personal difficulties and, you know, it's the end of the month or, you know, whatever it is, like they, you know, they get it. So I don't know if it's any one specific person, but some WordPress related groups like that, like have been way beneficial.
That's awesome. Yeah. Is there someone that you admire in the WordPress community in particular and why?
I mean, there's so many people, so many people, I guess I don't.
Give a shout out to one or two people that have impacted you a lot.
Okay, let's see. So Melinda Helt, who's in Pittsburgh too, that was the first. So I went to my first WordPress meetup, and she was running it. And I can't remember if she talked at that one or if there was a speaker. But when I got there, she was like, she introduces herself to everybody, just kind of like the thing that you do. But I remember, like, and I still have all the notes. When I told her I was just starting freelancing, and I was still working and things like that. And she was like, "You have to look at this, look at this, 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 do this, go here, check out this, whatever." So I like taking this whole big bunch of notes and really like kind of welcoming me in. She was the main organizer for that like sort of city group. And then so I've kind of like stepped in a little bit to help her, organize the meetups, to kind of keep it going. So like she's definitely someone who, I don't talk to a ton now, but what has been really helpful in the past. It kind of just like kind of just shows you the lay of the land, right? Like this is what the community's about. This is how people interact with each other. This is how it goes. And the other person is her name's Ruanna, and she lives in New Mexico, and we're friends on Slack, and we talk a lot. Just about whatever. Like she, goes to a webinar and she's like, "Here's the downloads," or, "Here's the summary," and I go to something and I'm like, "Hey, I started sending my proposals via Loom. Can you look it over?" And, sort of like, "Hey, this is broken," or, "Can you look at that?" Or, just sort of like, she's been doing this a long time as well. So like just kind of having somebody to talk to who like knows what's going on and, you can go to for advice and hopefully help them out too. Hopefully it's not just a like,
It's a two-way street.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah,
That's
so
awesome.
the two of them.
Very good. I think that's a great shout out. Those are perfect. What's something that you'd still like to learn in WordPress but you haven't tackled yet?
Oh my goodness, all the rest of the things. Like all the rest of the things that I don't know. I think that I would like to feel a little bit more confident in some of the like technical things. So like I've done some events, calendars, and ticketing. But I'd like to feel like, really good about that. I have a proposal out for like a membership site, so like I'd like to, I don't want to say like be an expert in that area, but I would like to feel like, oh yeah, okay, if you're going to do a membership site, you need to do X, Y, and Z. And then like, have done it and things like that. So I think some of those maybe a little bit more advanced functionality, but again, not in terms of like, we're going to code the heck out of this, but we're just going to take some things that people have done and we're going to implement them on your site. And, I'll train you on how to use it. So that kind of thing that is beyond just a basic website, beyond just a basic brochure. We're
That's
going to like
great.
put it to work.
Make it do a little more than it did
Yeah,
before.
exactly. Yeah, scheduling or, forms, like, some sort of like, thing that, people are really like interacting with. Like they're not just like, oh, about you, and then read it and then leave. Like
Right.
a little more substance.
I love that. That's great. What's one of the biggest WordPress mistakes you've ever made, and what did you learn from it? This is one of my favorite questions. It's the cautionary tale, right, to everybody else.
So I guess I alluded to some of this before. I did have a site that I didn't consider their hosting. So it was like old Microsoft based hosting. Oh, what a night. And they're the one that had like 30 redirects, and to do those, and they were on like web.com. Like it's all just like, you're like flag, flag, flag. It's like, it's like, oh, terrible. So that kind of stuff, that project was so far over budget. Like you can't even imagine, so far over budget. So that was something, and again, it was just so early that I didn't know what to ask, I didn't know what to look for, and the site's still up, and it looks nice, like, and it's okay. So I don't want to be like, I did a terrible job, but like, I definitely wasn't very efficient at it, and it could have been, but like, how would you have known? How would you have known otherwise?
There's no way to know. Sometimes you just have to learn, you know. I've mentioned before on the show that the first site I did, I was like, I don't know what I was thinking. I was calculating I could do three websites in a week, right? Like brochure sites. So I was telling people I was building websites for $300. Well, the very first website I did that with,
I probably put 100 hours into it.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, like 30 cents an hour is not a lot of money, right?
No. Not sustainable in the long
Yeah.
run, you know?
So I figure like I spent $700 of my own time learning. So it was an
Yeah.
investment in my own education at that point. So
Yeah. And just, you just have to hope that like it's not, you didn't, do any harm to the
Right.
clients. Yeah. And it, you know,
Right.
did, like, hopefully it works out. But yeah, that was.
Right, exactly. Don't ask me for that link though, because I'm not proud of that site and I'm not showing
I know.
anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. So another thing I did was, so I wrote about it in my newsletter. And then a friend of mine was like, oh my goodness, you can't write about that. Like, what if they read it? And I was like, oh, I didn't think that I sent it. I was like really nervous then about it. And then, so now it makes me just, I have to, I guess maybe I wasn't thinking as much. Like, I have to be, just be really careful. Like, you have to be careful what you say and what you put out there and, you know, for interpretation and stuff. So it, yeah, it just, it was a long, difficult project.
Was a lesson. It was a lesson. Well, what's your
That's right.
proudest WordPress moment?
Yeah. Oh, that's an interesting one. So I guess my very first site that I started, the one that I started blogging, I'm still blogging. It's been 3 years. It's my 3 year anniversary. So I feel it's due for a refresh. It's anonymous, and I feel like I'm a big fan of consistency, and consistency, but manageable consistency. So, like, I always tell people that I only work out twice a week. You know, even though people are like, you know, work out five, you know, if you go to the doctor, they're like, you work out 5 times a week for 45 minutes. Like, no, like, when is that happening? That's not
Right.
happening. But I can do 2 times a week, but I can do it consistently. So, you know, like, I can write 2 blog posts a month on my business site, but I can do it consistently. So I'm a big fan of showing up repeatedly in a manageable way and something that isn't overtaxing. You know, like, I can't blog 3 times a week. Like, I don't have the bandwidth for that. You know, I have like an 11-year-old, like, dude, we got stuff to do. It's not working out. So I'm proud that I have showed up. And, you know, I think that people, and I try to impart this on my clients, like, I think that you people, like, they do something and then they don't see those immediate results. It's like, it's like an interest curve. It's like, it goes like this. So it seems like nothing's happening for a really long time, but then, you know, it compounds. So you can only see those results though if you really stick with it. So I think if, you know, it's manageable for you and you can stick with it, like, that's something to really be proud of. And I'm proud of that.
And you made me think of when you said, you know, you have an 11-year-old. I think you and I were connecting on Twitter when you were sitting in the parking lot.
I do a lot of that sort of, like, I'm at karate, I'm at Chinese, I'm writing blog posts, like, I'm doing something because I'm waiting. Yeah.
That was funny. And we were like, well, we're both learning Spanish and Duolingo, which
Yes.
I haven't picked it up in almost 2 months because of WordCamp US, and I just ran out of
Yeah.
time. I need to get back into it because I'm still paying for it, and I need to take advantage
Yes,
of that.
yeah. We should connect on there if we haven't, because
I
we
think
can
we
have, like,
did.
friends. Yeah, that's cool. Like,
Yeah.
I dig it. They do. I just unlock, like, the stories, and the stories are actually kind of
Cool.
funny. It's like
Oh,
a
that's
whole
cool.
little, like, something happened and something happened, and then they ask you, like, what happened. So it's kind of cool. I
That's
love that,
cool.
like, model. And they're in Pittsburgh, so, like, I just think
Oh, that's cool.
that's such a really great, like,
Yeah.
platform for people, and super cool.
I like it on the computer more than on my phone because
Ooh.
the giant keyboard, as opposed to this tiny thumb keyboard, because you just
Yeah.
type one thing wrong and it's like, nope, you got that wrong. I'm like, no, but I knew what the right answer was. It was the clumsy thumbs.
Yes, I never thought of that, like, ever, that you could do it on that computer. That makes so much
Yeah.
sense.
It's
Yeah,
so
and
much
that,
fun.
right, and you're like,
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly. Tiny keyboards, not
Yeah,
good,
for
not
sure.
good. What, let's see, I almost skipped a question. If you weren't working in web technologies in any way, shape, or form, what's another career that you might like to attempt?
I really like teaching, and I originally went to school for math. So I really like math. Math is, like, one of those things that's, like, very satisfying because you just get the answer and that's the answer. And it actually doesn't matter how you get to the answer. I mean, unless you're in school and they were like, do it a certain way. But, like,
Show your work.
I know, right? And actually just had my 11-year-old, you know, brought some math home, and he's like, help me with this. So we did it and turned it in. It was wrong. And I was like, you take this back to the teacher. How is this wrong? I don't literally didn't understand. She gave him credit, but I was like, no, you don't have to give him credit. I just want to understand. Like, just, this is the way I read it. Did I read it wrong? But yeah. I really love the sort of analog thing of math, right? Like pencil, like paper, like, I don't know. It feels very old school, but like, again, very satisfying. So. Yeah, maybe something like that, but like adults, I don't know, kids.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I like teaching adults because there is no like overwhelming noise in the classroom. Yes,
exactly.
I don't do well with the noise, but
yes, I agree.
A lot of fun. What's something on your bucket list?
I'm actually not sure. So there was something on my bucket list, but I did it 2 years ago. I went to Costa Rica for a language immersion program. So I did that for 2 weeks.
Oh, cool.
And that was so nice. Oh my gosh. When it was time to come home, I cried. And I cried for a week after I got home. I was like, I don't want to go back. So that was something. But, you know, I'm not sure. I think that I want to, this isn't like so much like a thing, but like, I want to get better at this. Like, I want to be really good at this where I feel like really like, oh, this, I'm really good at this. And people are like, Renee is really good at that. Like, you know, very kind of like an expert in the area. But, you know, honestly, I have a really hard time with those like 5 and 10 and 15 and 20 year goals.
Yeah. I don't do well with the 5 and 10 and 15 either, but I get things in my head that I want to do, you know, mm-hmm. like I wanted to write a book. So last year I wrote a book.
Yeah. That's good.
I wanted to learn podcasting. Here we are.
There you go. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
I want to give a TED talk. That's my thing.
Oh, yeah. So I would be able to help you break that all down. Like, this is the research you have to do. This is how you can prepare. Like, I really like that stuff. But yeah, do you know like how to do it? Like,
no, I haven't even had time to study yet. That.
So that's
to,
on the
like,
thing.
Do a little research. So that's next on my list. Yep, for sure.
I like it.
Yeah. You know, I'm determined it will happen. So we'll see. Yeah. So the next question I always love, and actually I just recorded with somebody on Saturday who pulled out their saxophone and played for me.
Whoa.
I'm not doing that. I wouldn't either. Show us or tell us a hidden talent that you have that the WordPress community probably doesn't know about you.
I think they know I like to roller skate, so I don't know
if that's really
like a talent. I can roller skate like very slowly forwards. I do have my own skates though. They're black and pink. So I do like doing that.
Do you have big pom-pom on the front like we did when we were 16?
No, I don't. But the wheels are like pink on the inside. But, you know, like some of the kids have those that like light up. I just feel good though when I put my feet into my own shoes and not someone else's. Like.
Yes. The only germs in here are mine.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Can you skate backwards? Yeah. That's something I was never good at.
But I like think about it. You know, they'll have that one song. It's like, everybody skate backwards. And I get out there and I'm like, how do I make my body do this? You know, like you're trying to think it and you know, it's not in there. Like it's a movement. So no. But I do try.
Yeah, I was never good at that either. But you'll tackle it. I'm sure you'll tackle it. So tell us how we can find you online, your website, your Twitter handle, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So, if you go to ReneeMZW.com, so that's just a redirect to ReneeMrozewicz.com. That's just less letters for you to have to type in. but from there you can find my Twitter, and I'm on Instagram now. I'm trying to figure out Instagram. So like I've never had Facebook, so I don't have Facebook. And I did Twitter, you know, when I first started in WordPress, because that was like the thing to do. So I just started Instagram. I really like it, but I'm trying to figure it out. But Renee Morozowicz at both of those, at pretty much everything, LinkedIn, GitHub, like all just Renee Morozowicz. But Renee MZW is a lot easier. So if you go there, you can get to everywhere else from there. So
perfect.
That's me.
Awesome. Anything else you'd like to share with us before we say goodbye to the Coffee Talk community?
No, thank you though. I really appreciate you having me on. I had a good time. Well,
thanks for being here. I appreciate you sharing your evening with me. So, and of course, the rest of the WordPress community.
Yes.
So, fantastic. So thanks for being here. And I hope that we path crosses.
Yes. Hopefully. Well, that too.
It's only Monday. Oh, heaven help me. I hope that we cross paths again soon in person.
Yes, me too.
A lot of fun. Very good. Well, it's good to see you.
Yeah, thanks thank for being you too. Here.
Yeah, we'll Thank sign you. Off for now, but we'll see everybody on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye. WP Coffee Talk with Michelle Frechette is a proud supporter of WP and Up, whose mission is to support and promote positive mental health within the WordPress community. Visit their website at wpandup.org.